what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, an asteroid is hurtling towards Earth. What to do? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science saying, ready, aim, fire. But would that really work? Let's find out. George Flynn at State University of New York crushed up real meteorite fragments acquired from the Vatican Observatory. Then he squished the fragments together again to create model asteroids. Since some asteroids contain ice, some models were stewed in water. Others were left dry. The models were then hung from ropes and shot with teeny tiny bullets. High-speed cameras recorded how far the artificial asteroids moved. Flynn found that water-soaked models recoiled almost 100% further than completely dry ones. Why? Flynn thinks that the water vaporized from the pressure of the impact. The steam pushed the model even further, like a jetpack. Conclusion? The more watery an asteroid, the farther it'll fly. So, if an asteroid heads our way, pull out the big guns and make it rain.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.